Well, we're getting ready to head into the Harvest Festival this week, or this weekend, tomorrow. And all week we've been talking about the Harvest Festival and some of the cool things that are going to be on display and under discussion at the Energy Fair, which is always a part of the Harvest Festival. Mark Weber joins us this morning one more time. Something really exciting, not only to be talked about at the Energy Fair this weekend, but something that you might want to put on your calendar for next May in Eden Prairie, just for giggles. Mark Weber is the chairman of the board of directors of the Minnesota Renewable Energy Society, and they're sponsoring the 28th annual Solar Boat Competition down in Eden Prairie. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for joining us again.
Hey, Lisa, I'm glad to join you and talk about my favorite subject, the Solar Boat Regatta.
Now, I am excited about the idea of solar boats. A lot of folks that I know don't really have any objection to big power boats or jet skis necessarily, but the noise is a whole different thing. And you said that there are a lot of challenges. We did a story, I want to say this past winter, or maybe it was a winter ago, about a competition here at UMD for students working on a battery-operated snowmobile. And there are a lot of challenges for snowmobiles, especially about operating in cold temperatures and having enough oomph to do what they need the boats to do. You are in touch with some of the classrooms and some of the teachers that are supervising the building of some of these solar boats. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that they face?
Sure. Well, the Solar Boat Regatta is actually a STEM event that we work with on the Minnesota Technological and Engineering Educators Association, so MTEA, and they are the shop teachers. So besides doing the robotics and high-mileage cars, one of the things they offer is the Solar Boat Regatta, where high school students, middle school students, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, they go and build full-size solar boats that they're going to ride in, and then they race them in the lake on, like you say, the weekend before Memorial Day, May 16th.
When the water is still kind of cold.
So
that's motivation for the students, right? This has got to work or we'll end up in the drink.
Well, we have had some end up in the drink, but thank God for the fire department. They pull them out.
Well, and that's why there are probably not solar powered, but that's why there are life jackets. We need solar powered life jackets that keep you warm when you go into cold water in the spring.
So in the Northland, Virginia High School has been a champion at doing this, and also Renshaw High School. They've been participants for years and years and years, so you guys have been well represented. There's actually two categories. There's a student category that uses a small solar panel, about 85 watts, and they use a Minn Kota trolling motor, and most people will work in that size range. They go about 6 miles an hour. But then there's an experimental category where they can really do anything they want. So instead of using a trolling motor, they would actually take Evinrude and take the gas part off and put on a golf cart motor and bump up the voltages. So those guys will go about 20 miles an hour.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, those are definitely crowd pleasers.
Well, again, I think a lot of people don't have an objection to people recreating outdoors, but the pollution and the noise part really kind of can set people against each other. You know, the people that want the peace and quiet and the people that like to be out on a snow machine or something or a jet ski or something kind of going fast enjoying the lake. So maybe solar energy has the power to bring people together eventually on this.
Yeah, and this is really kind of a conversation starter because they make kits for pontoons, you know, for charging the electric batteries on the pontoon. Or, as we talked about before the interview, that, there's no reason Polaris can't come up with, solar or battery-operated snowmobiles and jet skis. You know, it's just public demand.
So that's where that's going to come from is... Maybe you don't call up your neighbor and say, don't ride across my lawn anymore. in the wintertime. You call up or stop racing back and forth in front of my dock. You call up the companies that, you know, Skidoo, and you call the companies that make these things, and you say, hey, make a solar-powered one that's quiet.
Yeah, if you go to your dealer and say, hey, I want a battery-operated jet ski, and where can I get it, you know, they're going to find it for you because they'll react to customer demand.
Well, and they've got a lot of, and of course, the mechanics and the people that are working in these industries, too, are beginning to be the same generation that we're watching embrace solar energy. It's not a novel concept to them. It's not something you have to talk them into. They're completely already on board. And they're, it sounds like they're really ready to put their skills to use and make this happen.
Oh, yeah. So the Minnesota Renewable Energy Society probably talks to about 400,000 people a year. And the conversations have completely changed over the last 4 or 5 years. Most people do embrace renewable energy and solar energy. And it's just a completely different country. So there's not too many people who actually object anymore.
Well, when Randall Hansen was a guest on the show a little earlier this week, he talked about a project he's working on with college students, and he called it give them a chance to channel their creative impatience, I think. And it sounded like the students are ready to jump in and find solutions. They're just waiting for the opportunity, you know, for somebody to give them the chance to do it.
Well, you know, if there's some high school teams or organizations that like to be involved with the Solar Boat Regatta, definitely have them contact us. But if UMD, as you mentioned, wants to really get involved, there's an intercollegiate league called the Solar Splash, and there's no one from Minnesota or Wisconsin who represents us at that event. So if they go to the Solar Splash in Springfield, Ohio in June, they can really go fast. Because their boats will go about 30 miles an hour, and they might be a $30,000 boat, where ours is just a $500 boat.
Well, we will get some links up on our website, and you never know when information just gets mysteriously emailed to different departments on campus.
Cool.
So that would indeed be fun if maybe UMD could take the lead there and join in the Solar Splash. Mark, thanks so much. Looking forward to having you folks up here this weekend for the Energy Fair, and travel safely, all right?
Good talking to you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Mark Weber, our guest this morning. He is on the board of directors, the chairman of the board of directors for the Minnesota Renewable Energy Society. They're just one of the guests that will be joining us at the Harvest Festival and the Energy Fair coming up tomorrow, right here in beautiful Duluth.